Hey, podcast people, how's it going? This is Azarin, the language nerd here. I'm the owner of the Calgary Language Nerds, and welcome to today's podcast episode. This is going to be a shorter episode because it's quite late at night, and I have a couple of other things I want to do aside from this podcast episode, and so let's just get right to the point today. And I would like to talk about note-taking. About 10 episodes ago, something like that, I have made podcast one or multiple podcast episodes in the past about note-taking, but I had a thought today that I wanted to share. The process of taking notes, in fact, let me take a step back. The process of learning a language is all about downloading a language into your brain. You know in the Matrix movies, if you've seen those movies, you know in the very first one when Neo first gets onto that ship and he first learns about the Matrix and what's going on, and they start to load information into his brain. He sits in a chair and they start to load it into his brain almost as if his brain were some kind of a computer. Well, learning a language has certain similarities to that, where you are downloading information. You are downloading another language into your brain. And so what this means is that you need to figure out how to download a language into your brain. And you might be thinking to yourself, Azarin, what's the practical application of this? Well, the practical application when it comes to note-taking is I feel that a lot of language learners write notes and they rely on those notes quite often. Or rather, they write notes with the intention of relying on the information quite often. But your notes should expire. Your notes shouldn't be something that you refer to over and over and over. And in fact, as you get more and more advanced in a language, you might find yourself realizing that you don't take as many notes as you used to. You might find in the beginning that you took a lot of notes, but 3 years later when you're learning the language, you don't take nearly as many. And this is because your brain is downloading information. How do I say this? When you're more advanced in a language, your brain is able to download more information about that language a lot faster. For example, I was in a free Mandarin class online about a week ago. And I was speaking with the native Mandarin speaker. We're discussing different things. The first 20, 25 minutes was really easy for me. We didn't talk about anything that was beyond my comfort zone. It was pretty straightforward. But the last 10 or 15 minutes, we started to get into some more complex topics. And there were quite a few words that I did not know how to say in Mandarin. And I was able to learn some of them. But I didn't need to write them down. I just sort of remembered them. I learned how to say them. I was like, oh yeah, that makes sense. And we just moved on. I didn't write them. I haven't studied them. And guess what? I still remember a good percentage of those words. They are firmly into my brain. Minimally, at a minimum, they are firmly locked into my passive memory, meaning maybe I'll forget how to say it if I had to say it, but if someone else says it, I'll remember what that word means. At a bare minimum, they're locked into my passive memory. And so that's the goal. That's what you're trying to work your way up to, where your brain is able to download information a little bit faster so you don't have to, you still have to work, but you don't have to study the language almost as if you're trying to learn math or trying to learn something highly intellectual that requires your brain to be firing on all cylinders. So the connection to language learning notes is that the purpose of writing notes it's hard to explain, but it's almost like you write the notes as a way of, you're writing notes with the expectation of eventually not needing those notes. And in fact, eventually should come pretty soon. It should be reasonably soon. So if you write notes on a Monday, within a month or two, hopefully you don't need to refer back to the notes that you wrote on that initial Monday. Your brain should have absorbed a good percentage of what you wrote down. Now, you might glance at the notes every now and then to jog your memory or to do a review or to things like that, but it shouldn't be something you're using all the time as a crutch. It should not be. And if you are, something probably has to be looked at. Something has to change because your brain is not downloading the language as you learn the language. And you want your brain to be you do want your brain to download the language as you learn the language. At least that's my belief. Now, heck, maybe I'm naive. I don't know. That's something that definitely crosses my mind. Maybe I'm able to quote unquote download language because I have a lot of experience with it. And maybe the average person isn't able to. I recognize that. That's definitely possible. But even as I say that, I question if that's even right, if my counter argument is right. Because I've taught a lot of people at this point, well over 1,000 now. I've worked with a lot of language learners. I've taught them. I've been around language learners in language classes or informally, just through friendships, things like that. You know, well over 1,000 people. I couldn't tell you the exact number. And in my experience, maybe the majority, let's say at least a lot of those language learners, even when they clearly are not natural born language learners, it's not a natural skill, they are able to make connections to the language in such a way where they are quote unquote downloading a new language, where yes, they still have to work hard. Yes, they still forget things. Yes, they're not perfect. Yes, it still takes them a long time to learn. They do not learn it overnight. This is not exactly like the Matrix where you plug something into your brain and you know it 7 seconds later. It's not exactly like that. But you're downloading the information, as in once you've studied something for X amount of time or you've practiced it, once you've done it for X amount of time, that information is now essentially permanently or close to permanently in your brain. I'll give you a quick story. As you guys know, I teach in a private school right now, and I teach Spanish 3 afternoons a week to children from the age of 5 all the way up to about 13, 14. So quite a wide age range. And I've noticed with many of the kids, not everyone quite yet, but a lot of them, there's quite a bit of Spanish that is now fully anchored into their brain. It's in their head now. When I ask them, ¿cómo te llamas? They just reply. They just know exactly what I'm asking. When I go, ¿cuántos años tienes? They just know what I'm asking them. When I, you know, one of the kids, I don't know how this phrase got anchored into his brain, but one of the kids, he's got this phrase anchored into his brain, and I don't think he'll ever forget it. It'll be something he just sort of knows, which is, ¿qué hiciste durante el fin de semana? What did you do on the weekend? It's just sort of in his head now. It's just there. And it's just downloaded. It's downloaded into his brain almost like a file on a computer. Just like how files, unless your computer crashes, don't disappear mysteriously off your computer. They sit there forever until you delete them or the computer crashes or something happens. Same thing. The information's now in their brain. And so that's what you're trying to go for. You're trying to learn in such a way where your brain is able to download that information. You'll still have to work hard to remember it and have it downloaded. It's not an automatic process. I want to make sure that's clear. But I don't think everybody goes in with that sort of mentality. Not everybody does. So the next logical question, and maybe we can wrap it up with this discussion, is, well, how do you study a language in such a way where your brain can download the information? Unfortunately, I don't have a 100% fully formulated answer. I can only give you some initial thoughts that I have that I believe at least will get you going in the right direction. I think the first thing is being in the right state of mind. You have to be in a relaxed state of mind in order for the mind to download things. Imagine your brain being a sponge. If you take a sponge and you scrunch it up and you make it really stressed as in squeeze a sponge, and you try to put water in the sponge, but you squeezed it really hard, it doesn't absorb a lot of water. Whereas if you let the sponge sit in its non-squeezed position and you pour some water over it, it's going to absorb a pretty decent amount. Well, I think the brain is the same way. When you squeeze your brain, in other words, you stress yourself out and you are in a stressed state of mind while you learn, your brain is not going to learn as much. It's not going to retain as much information. Whereas if you're more relaxed, less stressed, you're going to remember a lot more. So that's a really big thing. I think you have to have a variety of different learning strategies that you are using. So you might want to use some apps, use some YouTube channels. Maybe you take a weekly class as well. You listen to some music. You have a nice mix of strategies that you are using. You're doing some writing practice. You have a nice mix of strategies that you are using. I think that's important too, having a multi-pronged approach. Of course, you don't want to have too many resources. You don't want to have so many that you are bouncing around and actually getting nothing done. Of course, the number of resources everyone uses, I mean, the question becomes what's too much and what's too little. And I think that number is different for everyone. But I would say at least 2, 3, 4, 5, something like that, you know. Well, probably at least a few is nice, not just one thing that you do. One is definitely, I think it's safe to say that generally speaking, one is probably not enough. And 20 is probably too many. Even, well, 10, is 10 too many? Well, maybe not. 10 might not be too many, but it's getting close to it. Because you might use 10 different resources and different resources for different things and possibly, but at any rate, it's got to be more than one. You need different sources of input, different methodologies, different classes. At least that's my initial hypothesis as of now. You can maybe tell I'm hesitating a little bit on this piece of advice, but I do think as a general rule of thumb, it's a good idea to be using multiple different strategies and methods and this, that, the other thing. I do think generally that's a good idea. I think in order for your brain to learn and quote-unquote download information, you need to be practicing and using the language on a regular basis. The more often you use it, the better it's going to be for you. I think that's common sense enough. I think that there has to be... How do I say this? You have to be in charge of your learning and not the resources you're using. Yes. You have to be in control of your learning and not the resources you're using. This is something I see a lot of people mess up. They make mistakes with this. I see people who rely on the resources instead of themselves. They look for the app or the program or the self-study program or the class or the tutor or the whatever. Whatever pathway they've chosen. They look for the pathway and they go, oh, look, the app is figured out. I just got to use it for 5 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day, 15 minutes a day. I just have to follow blindly. So they click the buttons and do what it says. Well, yes, to an extent, but also no. The sword doesn't wield the person. The person wields the sword. You have to wield each of these resources. What does this mean? Well, this means you have to be focused. You have to give it your all. You have to be in the right headspace. You can't have your mind on dinner. You have to be introspective about, is this app really working? Because listen, the marketing is going to say, of course it works. The marketing is going to say that no matter what the app is, no matter what the teacher is, even me, like I market, like I'm going to say stuff. And it's okay to question. It's okay, right? You should do that and think about it. Be introspective and make adjustments. Modify the process for you. Be actively involved in the process. Try some different things. Test things out. Maybe it works. Maybe it doesn't. But don't just follow blindly. Don't just use an app and say, oh, I just use the app 10 minutes a day and that's all I do. And I just sort of go on in my life and I'm not super engaged with the process. No. Be engaged. Be serious about it. As serious as you want to be, of course. Some people will be super engaged and super serious. Some people less. That's okay. You know, some people, it ebbs and flows. Like right now, I'm starting to get more into my Mandarin because I've noticed I haven't improved in a long time. So I'm focusing a bit more on it. Switch things up. I'm trying something I've never, even me, after basically a lifetime of learning languages, I am trying something I've never tried before for Mandarin. I found this YouTube playlist that supposedly, so far it's doing a good job, teaches you an HSK level 5 of Mandarin. It's slightly on the easier side for now, but I am still learning from it. So I play that almost like a podcast in the background while I drive, because I have long drives now, longer than I used to. I listen to it like a podcast. I've never tried that kind of method. So far, it's quite promising for me. I'm liking it so far. So testing things, right? Be an active learner. Be active in your language learning process. Be active. Don't be passive. Be active, right? Use the apps. Be introspective. Question if it's working. Try something different, right? Focus when you're using the programs you're using. When you're in class, take notes, you know, review them, do the homework, be in the right headspace, right? Tell your brain, hey, brain, we're here to learn. We're gonna remember today, okay, brain? Talk to your brain. Tell your brain. You'd be shocked how effective that is, by the way. Your brain listens when you literally say it to yourself. Hey, brain, we're going into class. It's time to learn now. Let's go. Whereas you just walk into the class or walk into whatever learning environment you're learning from, I'd much rather you tell yourself, hey, time to learn now. Whew, here we go. Let's go. Puts you in the right headspace right from the beginning. So, okay, everyone. Well, I think I want to wrap this up here. As always, I appreciate your attention. I hope you had a wonderful day or morning or afternoon or whatever it is for you right now. And we will speak very, very soon. Bye for now.